this program that we have been on, that you have been on. We have been preparing for a long time, just as you have. And we have received now, and this is the reason for the urgent message that was given through the James to reach out to all of you, that you would be on this call, beyond this expression that we can bring to you. Because these are the moments as Sananda has been spoken of as the finish line, the moments of the just being at the cusp of change, being at the crescendo that is now close to being reached. For we have received the signal that we are now ready to move. We as the galactics, we as the ones that are in all of the ships above you, we have been given the signal not to come forward yet, although that is also in process, but to move into the final phase of this ascension process, of this transition process that you are going through, that we are all going through with you. You can call it a green light signal, but it is not the event itself yet, but it is the beginning of many, many events that are going to begin shortly, if not already in process now. Those times, those moments that you have all been waiting for are close now, very close. We can even say soon, in your understanding of soon now, even though time and space in your three-dimensional understanding is not what we experience, but even our soon can be yours now, and yours ours. For we now have an understanding of your sense of time much more than we previously did. And even though dates will never be given, there is an anticipation that has been developing as a result of all of the information that is coming forward now, all of the various, what you call intel, that is coming forward. And it is preparing you, just as the preparation was in your 2012 time period. It is again now. The preparations are in the works. And as I say, we have now moved into the final phase of this operation, where at any moment we could receive the final signal from the source that now is the moment. It could be tomorrow, it could be next week, it could be next month, and so on. We can never give that day because we do not yet know. But we do know that all is in readiness and that we are prepared and ready, just as you have been prepared and ready, to move into the next phase of your ascension process. Many worlds have ascended in the past. Many people have ascended in many different phases of understanding. But now in this planet, your planet, the planet herself, Gaia, has moved on. She has ascended. And she still holds a place for you at your third dimensional level and fourth dimension. But that third dimension is rapidly diminishing now, rapidly coming down, as you might say. For all must come down before you can move forward in this evolutionary process. So you are experiencing now the many changes that come as a result of the ending of the old paradigm, and the beginning of the new. You are in that moment between the two. That moment can last for a bit of time, or it could be instantaneous. So the time is now, my dear brothers and sisters. The time has always been now, for you must continue to be in that now. Because in the now, you are going to experience all that comes, both after this and during this. I am Ashtar. I turn this over now to my dear friend and brother, and one that many of you know of, but yet do not know of his name, dear Aramda. Yes, and I am Aramda. I greet you now. I greet you in love. I greet you in peace. I greet you in understanding of all that you are, all that you are going to become. Because we have been together before, you and I. Many of you do not know me by this name, but you know me by my vibration, just as I know you by your vibration. We can sense each other. Even as I speak now through this one, James, my dear brother, just as I speak through him now, I speak to all of you. I reach out to all of you. That soon, very soon, many of you will be on various ships that are out here that we have waiting. You will come in your dream state. You will come in your meditation state. And yes, even some of you will find yourselves in your physical bodies here on our ships when those moments come. That time has not yet arrived. For you, yourselves, in your physical forms cannot withstand the energies upon our ships at this point. But you are being prepared for that particular possibility and probability when you will be able to do so. Some of you will choose to do so, to come upon aboard the ship. Others of you will decide not to, will decide to continue on with this evolution. Some of you will come upon the ships and then go back and continue on with the evolution. And others of you will decide to leave entirely. When those moments arrive, you will have made the conscious decision to do so. But until that time, we stand ready. We stand ready to support you in every way that we can, in every way that is necessary, to continue to bring you through this process. And always know that this process you are going through, many have gone through it before. Not fully as an entire planet as you are doing. This is new. This is something that has never happened before. You are in the midst of a great awakening, a great happening across your entire planet, where so many are awakening to who they are. As you look about yourselves, you may not see this awakening yet, but as we have told you many times, we can see by your vibration, by the flame that burns within each of you, we can see the awakening process happen every moment, every day, where more and more are coming forward and remembering who they are, or remembering that there is a flame that is burning within them, and they are now fanning that flame. That is where you find yourselves now, fanning the flame of remembrance, fanning the flame of ascension. I, Aramda, aboard my ship, the Amalia, as well as Ashtar and Sananda aboard the New Jerusalem, and all the other ships and all of the others of our brothers and sisters of the skies, we await those moments when we can once again be with you just as of old. For I was with many of you previously, and I boarded the ships and left all many of you here on the planet to continue this evolution. But you knew, just as I knew, that one day we would be drawn back together again. That day has nearly arrived. I am Aramda. I leave you now with all of my peace and love, that you continue to shine in this expression of light that has come upon this planet. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Are you all unmuted and all of this wonderful thing? And also know, as we have said many times, that you are close now to all of these things coming about, and where we do not need to use this crazy contraption here, this thing that falls apart here and there and has all these noises and all of these things coming through. Can you imagine what it will be like when we simply use telepathy? When we just simply know what everybody is thinking. Oh, my goodness, think about that. Everyone will know what you are thinking. Are you ready for that? Are you ready that everyone knows we are thoughts? Oh, my goodness, you better watch your thoughts, people. You better watch. Better learn to control those thoughts. No, we're joking with you here. It is not something that you have to be concerned about or afraid of or, oh, my goodness, I can't think that anymore because the other person will know exactly what I'm thinking. It will just come as a process here, okay? It will come naturally, and you will receive mentoring about how to utilize this. But so many of you will come back to the memories of this as well, and you will remember when those moments come and you need to communicate in this way telepathically, you will be able to just simply do so because it will become, it'll come naturally to you, just as it once was. Okay? Do you have questions here for one who serves?
I have from the email audience. I would like to ask a couple of questions. The first one is the questions are from David Kinyon. I hope I got that right. His first question is, Zora of Hollow Earth has said that
Zora
of Hollow Earth has said that all ET beings reside inside their respective planets. Human beings are the only species living on the surface of a planet, planet Earth, as part of a survivability experiment. Chiron of Magnetic Service, on the other hand, said that the human experience is not about the humans itself, but about the energies we receive and energy shifting. Please clarify the confusion or elaborate if there is any correlation.
It is very much true that from on many different planets throughout the solar system, the galaxy, the universe itself, that there are those beings, civilizations, and what have you, that are living within the planets themselves, not on top of, not on the surface. This is very somewhat unusual here on your planet. It is somewhat of an experiment that has happened. calling it a survivability experiment. Certainly, many of you look at this as a survivorship type of thing here on the planet with your weather and all of it, and earthquakes and volcanoes and everything. But it is something that is going to come to an end, certainly. We're not going to say that you are not going to be living here on the surface, although that at some point may become necessary, but this is far down the road, as you say, where you will move into the inner earth and hollow earth and all of this, as well as be up on the ships, as well as being on many other planets and in many other planets, as you will find it. So yes, this is very much true. The Kryon, and as he is saying here, it is about all about energies. It is about energy exchange. And you have been working at this energy exchange. You have turned this into a financial or money exchange here in many ways, but it is all about exchanging energy. And that is certainly correct. You, those of you here on the planet, those of you in the planet, and those of all of us that are above the planet are also experiencing these energy exchanges in many different ways. We exchange energy just as we are doing now through this one James. This is an exchange of energy. We exchange energy when we meet with you in your dream state or your meditative state and all of this. So all of this is part of the process that is going on here in many different ways, okay?
And one more, he's asking, can you explain what is the Star Trek directive?
As many of you know, the Star Trek directive is the Prime directive. And the Prime directive is all about non-interference. Non-interference where you are not being invited in. But as many of you know, or many of you have been doing for some time, you have been inviting all of us. You have been inviting the Ascended Masters, you have been inviting the Galactics, you have been inviting the Garthans, and all of this. It is all a process of non-interference, or when invited, being able to not interfere, but to intervene. There is a big difference here. We intervene when we are allowed to do so. And that intervening allowance is happening more and more now. What Ashtar and Ramda did not say directly, and we will add here because they are prompting us now to add this here, that there are going to be many sightings here, more and more. You are already beginning to see them, but there are going to be many, many more sightings that are going to begin to happen across the planet. You see, disclosure is coming one way or another. It is either going to come from the governments themselves announcing that you are not alone, ha-ha, like you did not know that already. Like most, actually, people across the planet did not know that. They certainly do. Many do not believe anymore that you can be alone in the universe. That is becoming a preposterous idea to even think that way. So this is happening. You are in that process now where the Prime directive, as always, must be followed. And it was shown completely on that show of your Star Trek, where they followed the Prime Directive, and do you know they even had the Federation, the Galactic Federation, they even called it the Federation. This was the beginning of coming to understand what this is all about and the truth of everything that is coming here. Much comes in your movies and your television shows and all of this. For those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, always, you will find what it is you are looking for to help with the awakening process. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Other questions here?
This is Keisha, and I have a question.
Yes.
Can you give me some information on the realm of existence?
We do not need to, you need to clarify or be more specific what you mean of realm of existence. For everything is the realm of existence. You are in existence. We are in existence. The universe is in existence. So do you have more specific idea here?
Well, apparently I'm going, as we ascend, I will be going to the realm of existence, but I'm not 100% sure what that means.
What we can tell you is you are going to move into a state of existence and non-existence at all at once. This is to connect with your higher self, where your higher self is either there, is there and not there at the same time. This is a quandary in your three-dimensional understanding that you cannot begin to understand this because it goes beyond the idea of time and space. And you are moving into that area of where you will come to what is called the zero point. And when you have moved into that zero point, you have moved into that space of existence and non-existence all at once, where you are just being, you see? Just to be. That is what you are speaking about here.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yes.
One who serves, teachers, on that same topic, as we are transitioning or moving into the dichotomy that you just described of the no time, time of the fifth dimension, is our mind or our lower mind being dissolved or being merged into the higher mind? Could you explain or give some light on the subject of the ego or the mind that we have used on the surface of this earth?
Yes, it is a misunderstanding about the ego and how the ego is going to be eliminated, and it is not going to be eliminated. You are taking your ego with you. Your ego, though, will move into a higher state of consciousness as well. It will become a higher state of consciousness, you might say. The ego, as you know it in your three-dimensional understanding, is nothing but a sense of programming that has occurred. It has followed you from lifetime to lifetime. And this ego has gathered a life of its own in many respects. And this ego has become powerful and in control, or at least it believes it is in control. So once you have connected or merged more fully with your higher self, the ego will realize that it cannot go forward as it has been, and it will relinquish control. But it will still be there because it is a part of you. It is a part of your personality and your expression. And that will not go away. In fact, it will become even more so as you move into the higher expression within yourself and merge with your multidimensional selves as to being more connected with your higher self, you see?
That really explains it so much better than how I've been gathering my understanding that, you know, there are things that we can't take to the fifth dimension, and that may be, you know, so you really shed a light on that. Thank you so much.
We're going to give you an analysis of a dream we are finding within the James here some time ago, where he approached an escalator within his dream, or a stairway. You can call it an escalator or a stairway. And there was a door there. And he attempted to go through the door, but he realized in order to go through the door, he had to become separated. He had to lose his lower self in order to move through the door and up the stairway. And that was the ego, the lower ego sense, that needed to be left behind. You see? This is an indication that you need to move through this process, and you take your ego with you, but it is a higher sense of your ego, as you can understand this, where the lower ego has totally relinquished control here. Okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Very, very wonderful questions here. Other question?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello, this is Nisha from Vancouver and Canada. And the question is, last year I started receiving this instantaneous knowing. After that, I had to go through a healing experience for a couple of months, and it looks like now I am having it back. I will ask a question. Like last week in the sauna, I was dealing with the awakening in my body symptoms, and I was like, oh, please just take me in a ship and deal with it in a few hours. I said, anytime, it would be better. And I hid in the back of my head, like laughter, and I said, haha, as if we're not doing it. Or I would ask things like, I was led to get this bracelet, lava beads bracelet. And I said, oh, let me cleanse it before wearing it. And I heard in the back of my head, well, we send it to you. You don't need to clean it. It comes from us. It doesn't need any cleansing. Or so can I trust that I'm having this ability back, this connection to my galactic or higher being back? And shall I allow myself to receive the information, the answers I am receiving? I cannot trust it, fully trust it yet. So what's your take on it, please?
You can not only trust it, but you can know it. You can know that this information, these sensations, these realizations and remembrances are coming back to you. To you who is asking this question, and to all of you, where this is either happening now or it is going to happen. Those of you that wonder, why can these things not happen to me yet? Well, get ready, because they are going to. Many of you are going to have many different experiences if you have not already started these. It is all a process of your DNA becoming reconnected again. It is all a process of your third eye coming online again. It is all a process of the energies that are coming into the planet that you are anchoring. You are anchoring this light here, anchoring the light for yourselves as well as for all of mankind across the planet. And not only mankind, but animal kind and plant kind as well. So all of this is the process that you are going through, and you are going to continue to have many different experiences into the point of becoming more telepathic with others, even to the point of being able to sense and know energies and be able to see energy. Some of you have been able to see energy before, but some of you are going to begin to see that energy where you could not before. You are going to see more and more through the veil. You will see ships that you will see, and maybe others that are around you will not see, because they will not even look to the sky to see them. But at some point, as we said earlier, and as Ramda and Ashtar have alluded to previously in other times, there are going to be many more sightings that are coming, and you will begin to see much more in the skies as you look toward them, both in the daytime and also in the nighttime. Okay? Does this answer your question?
Definitely. Thank you so much. So appreciated.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello, this is Linda in Illinois. And Christine Day, who is a Pleiadian ambassador, has brought through a message from the Pleiadians that this diamond light would be coming in after the solstice at the end of March. And I guess my question is this, would you consider this the event, or is this more of a precursor?
What we can tell you about this is, without giving a sense of date here or time frame here, because we cannot say that at this point, because none of this has been determined yet. Always know the exact date and time and hour is not to be known until the exact moment when it is ready to be known. In other words, in divine timing. And in order for these things to happen, there are going to be these mini events as we have been speaking about. So you are going to experience many different events, many different happenings and changes and revealings that come forward in order to bring more and more people into an awakening process. That's what this is all about, bringing more people to become awakened, just as you have. And whether it is a diamond light or a pulse of energy coming from the galactic central sun or whatever it can be called, it is all one and the same. But it is a waves of energy and pulses of light, but predominantly these waves of energy that are going to come forward first before the great pulse of light leaves the galactic central sun to make its way here. Okay?
Thank you so much, One Who Serves.
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi, One Who Serves. This is Anthony. Can you tell us whether the event, the galactic pulse, will move from west to east or east to west, please?
My goodness, you're getting very specific here now. And it depends, of course, on where you are located in the planet. If you are located in one area of the planet, it will come from the east. If you are located in another area of the planet, it will seem to come from the west, or the north, or the south, or all over at one time, you see, from all different directions. It depends on where you are in that moment when this occurs. See?
Okay. Could you tell me, I recently visited Teotihuacan pyramids outside Mexico City, and while I was there I kind of had an idea, or I kind of wondered what's going to happen to those pyramids and maybe the other pyramids around the world at the time of the event.
They are going to become connected once again, energetically connected as mm-hmm. they once were. And these energies, as part of the ley lines, as part of the grid here, the consciousness grid here on the planet, they will all become reconnected. You see, in the past, those of your cabal, they have taken these sites, these many different sites across the planet, these energy sites, and they have utilized them for their own dark, nefarious purposes. But that is all being taken back now, all being taken back by the light, so that when the times come, these places, these places of worship, these places of ancient knowings and understandings will all come back, what you would call online here. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, the One Who Serves. This is Rhea, Athena. Hello.
Yes.
Can I just add to the Anthony's question about the sacred sites? Because today I went on a pilgrimage to Glastonbury, and once I went up to Glastonbury Tor, as I often do, and when you're on the top of Glastonbury Tor, it's incredibly windy. But I stood in a place. And on the right at the top of the tour, this is a magical place you all well know. And I brought down the energy from the galactic central sun, and almost like a portal was going through me. The wind just kind of stopped, and this was windy up there, and the wind just kind of stopped as I guess the galactic central sun energy was coming down through me, down through into the tour, and down into Gaia's core crystals. And then back up again. But it almost like the wind just suddenly stopped. And I just want to know, did I have an effect? Did it work? And I just want to make sure that I was like doing part of my job. And was it because of where I was in that magical area of Glastonbury Tor, bringing in the galactic central sunlight? I hope it did work. Can you shed a light on that?
You already know that you had an effect because there was an effect. So as you were visualizing this, as you were making this your intention, you then created this change in your weather pattern or a change of your wind pattern here in this case, and you did affect that of your surroundings there. This has been indicated many different times. Many different people have done this. As we find it, as we are searching here on those that are on this call, many of you have experienced this type of thing before. Certainly this one we speak through in that group that they worked with earlier in finding or searching for those ancient records, they did a number of times be able to shift the weather that was there. They shifted the breeze, the wind, you might call it, to stifle the wind or to calm the wind, just as Yeshua did when he calmed the winds on the boat. You understand what we speak of, many of you do. He was able to say, "Peace, be still," and everything was still. And this one, James, in the group that they were working with, were able to do that with the winds as well. Also, in working with the chants and the various vibrations that they created in that environment that they found themselves at that time, they were able to literally change the weather there, to change it from a dryness that was there at that time to when they came out of the meditative state, there was wet everywhere on their tents, on the ground. They literally, in that moment, in that particular area, they changed the weather. And some of you have also done this or something similar to this previously. And if not, you will have these experiences, as these are part of the experiences that we have been speaking of that are coming. Where your visualization, your ability to bring change based on your intention, will then create that very shift that you are looking for in that time. Okay?
Yes, thank you. When you bring the galactic central sun energy down through sacred sites like that, what does it look like from your perception, being where you are, seeing light, the light coming down through the conduit and into a sacred site like that? I mean, does it
exactly
is it magical?
Exactly as we have been giving it through the James here in this meditation, as the blue electric blue light coming down as a beam of energy, a pulse of energy, a pillar or a column of light, however you wish to see it. But this is what it can resemble here.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. It was a very special moment, and I really did feel it around me, and I was blessed to be there in that moment, and yes, the wind truly did stop for a few seconds, and yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much. I love you. Thank you.
Yes. And
one who shares, I have a question about fear. And I believe there's a point where anyone can be at least 51% free of fear, but there's also this pushing and pulling that we want to go further than that and give up the fear of fear itself. The question I have, let me give an example. In doing income tax, I find it abhorrent, and I don't feel much love. So There's a part of me that doesn't want to give up fear. It pushes me to do things. I'm looking for a way. This is one small example where instead of bringing fear to income tax, somehow I can express love. Can you give any pointers on how to make more progress with that?
What we can tell you is embrace love in all circumstances and all occasions, wherever and whenever you can, whether it is through your income tax process, oh, by the way, is going away. You are going to experience that. Certainly, those of you say, not in my lifetime, we can tell you it will definitely be in your lifetime. You will move through this process of needing to have this, what the James likes to call the infernal revenue service. So you are going to go through that, So do not have fear in any respect, because fear robs you of the ability to share love. So do not have fear in any case. Have entirely the opposite of fear, which is love. And when you let go of all fear, you let go of all pain and suffering in your life. Yeshua gave this some time ago. Let go of all fear, and all pain and suffering is gone. Think about that. Contemplate that.
Wow.
Meditate on that. Because that is the truth here. The ultimate, the universal truth. They are at extreme opposites of each other.
May I offer something?
Yes, please.
I would like to offer that the taxes, the money that is represented by the taxes that we pay, that we intend as we perform this ritual of doing our taxes, that we intend that the money that is being received through us be sent to those in need, and that the money would be filtered through to take care of those that are in need, and that our intention be strong in that direction, that would happen.
Absolutely. If you intend to have something change, then you can bring about that change.
Okay.
If you see the fear in your taxes, if you see it as a drudgery, if you see it as control, if you see it as something you do not want to do, and we are not saying you need to want to do it, but we are saying you simply need to do it, in God's time, in divine timing here, everything will take care of itself. Again, it is all being part of the orchestration here. So as the Joanna and Shoshana are saying here, do it with love. Do it with intention. Intend it for purposes that are at the higher level of consciousness around the planet. And then you will create that very thing that you are looking to do.
Thank you.
Okay? Are there other questions? Did this answer your question, Don? We recognize that voice. Don, did this answer your question?
Yes, it does, and I thank you.
Yes, very good. Other questions
here? I have a question.
Yes.
Also, Don, you might want to look up solfeggio frequencies and play those things while you're doing your income taxes. Solfeggio frequencies. I would like to know about memory. So when we ascend, do we remember our children? Do we remember the instances of our lives, just the good instances or the bad instances too? I heard that they slip away. And also about memory, like in past lives, you went a certain way and it wasn't so good. Does that change and then we remember a new memory for that past life? How does that work?
What we can tell you is when you have fully ascended and reunited with your higher God self and all of your multidimensional selves, all of your memories of all things will return at that time. At this point, if they were to come and return to you, it would overwhelm you. Your neurosensual nervous system would, what we would say, pop here. And you would not be able to exist anymore at this dimension. But as we are saying here, when you move through this ascension, fully ascend, and have connected again, or reconnected with your higher God self, at your conscious knowing level self, you see, because we say this because you have never not been connected to your higher self. Always know that. You have always had the connection. It is just your conscious knowing self that has lost that connection. But that will come back. And with that will be all of the memories returning as well.
May I offer?
Yes, please do.
At the time of ascension, we will see the soul plan, S-O-U-L, soul plan that has been offered to us as evolving beings, and we will see those things that we call memories as experiences that we had to bring us to the point in creation that we need to be brought to in consciousness, and that there would be no judgment on those experiences, and you would see them without judgment.
That is correct. At this point now, to help to understand here a little bit further, since this has been brought up, when you, in the past, when you had passed away or your loved ones passed away, they go through a process here. They go back and remember all of their lifetime, and they go through all of the past experiences and all of this. This, though, for you will not be necessary. You will not need to go through the past life memories in this respect where you are coming to judgment of yourself. You have heard the saying many times, judge not lest ye be judged yourself. But we would change that to judge not lest ye judge yourself. For no one judges you but you. You are the only one that stands in judgment of yourself, always. And as you move through this ascension fully, you will come to the point where there will be no more need for judgment. That will be over. Okay?
So one who serves, is that the review? We don't need to have a life review anymore.
That is correct. It will not be needed in the sense of finding judgment for yourself. You will still go through the review. You will remember many things, but you will not be in judgment of them.
Without attachment,
we are hearing. Yes, that is correct. Without attachment, without judgment, judgment is attachment.
Because there's no more karma. Is that accurate too with that? Thank you.
At this point, for all of you that are connecting here as the light warriors, the light workers, you have moved beyond the karma of past lives. You do not anymore have that karma. You may still experience what you would think is karma because it is part of your programming, and you do not realize you can now deprogram yourself from all of that. And you can create karma in this lifetime, or that is still there for you to do, but your past karma is gone if you allow it to be gone. That means, and we will throw this out to all of you, that means that anyone that is out there experiencing any illness or disease of any kind, any ailments of any kind, can now say within yourself, to your higher self, No longer need this. It no longer needs to be a part of your expression. The need for all of this is now gone. If you say this in your own words, bring this about, you will find that you can move beyond those ailments and those illnesses and all of this. It will no longer be needed as a part of your expression, because all that is old programming that you have brought through from other lifetimes here. You see?
Yes, thank you.
I have a question.
Yes, we will take two more questions and then we will need to release channel here. Two more.
When we ascend, will we be meeting our family members that have gone on before us?
You will. There will be a grand celebration, not only with those loved ones of this lifetime of yours, but of many past lifetimes as well, as many of the various systems that you have come from previously. So you will meet back once again with the Ascended Masters, with your family loved ones, as well as those brothers and sisters, both from above and below the earth.
And we're doing that now.
Thank you so much.
Yes, and hi, I have a question too.
Hold, please. We are hearing something from Shoshana here or Joanna.
We're doing that now.
When you say we are doing that now,
we are reconnecting with those that we've known before in our soul group. via this group.
Yes, that is correct. Did you all hear that?
No.
No.
Can you speak up further, or should we say it for you?
You may say it.
What Shoshana is saying through the Joanna here that you may not have been able to hear is that you are all coming together in terms of remembering who you are and coming back together as a group, as an understanding together, as a soul group together. You have heard before of soul groups. You have heard that the wonderful Robin Williams is part of your soul group. You did not know this, many of you that did not attend the last advance here, but the Robin Williams was a part of your soul group, is a part of your soul group. Even though you did not necessarily know him in this lifetime directly, he is a part of that. And many are being called back to their soul groups. And this particular group is one of those soul groups here. So you have been called back from ancient times and ancient knowings and understandings here to be come back together again.
No coincidence.
Old souls returning again. No, there are no coincidences, certainly. One more question here, and then we release channel.
Yes. Hello, one who says, my question is about the code 001110, as channeled by Ashtar on YouTube. I understand that it's about us using telepathy. I would like to know how true that is, and if so, how do we go about applying that code?
First of all, to understand the idea of codes and these type of thing, you have to know that there are codes even in existence. There are understandings that are beyond your three-dimensional understanding here. And this particular code is meant to reawaken certain ideas and concepts within the awakened community. You see, it is for only those that are ready to receive this. So if you resonated to this particular concept that came from Ashtar through this particular source, then you are ready to hear that code within you, to awakening that vibration within you, that you would resonate to this. This is what this is about, to bring about an awakening within you. Similar to how certain songs that you hear throughout your daily lives and how they bring back memories, they bring back tears at times. It's the same thing. It brings a vibration within you. This is all about vibration. Always remember that. Vibration and consciousness. This is what you are all going through as you move through this transition process. Vibration and consciousness. And all consciousness has vibration, and all vibration has consciousness. We need to release channel here now. Shanti, peace be with you.
Shanti, thank you.
Shanti, love you.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Love you.
For those who remain on the phone, we want to thank you so much